Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm on the Emperor Explorer in the Maldives.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Clay McArdle is the big cheese. He's like the big kahuna Explorer Ventures, and he's been nice enough to have me along. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm in the Maldives. How can I not be good?
Yes.
How could everybody on this boat not be having the time of their lives? Are you with me, gang?
Yeah.
They are having a ball, and, you know, it doesn't take much when you're in paradise, hanging in a place like this, but, you know, the fact that we're on a vessel, the Emperor Explorer, which is probably the best and biggest and most beautiful liveaboard boat I have ever been on, and you should be pretty proud of this little vessel you got here. You think, Clay?
We are. We've had a great time all week, and we're enjoying what the rest of the week has to offer.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, you don't even have to get off the boat to have fun, because it's literally like your own private yacht for the week, and we're coming out here, and we're being fed all kinds of food. We're going to take home at least a 6 or 7 pound souvenir, every single person on this boat!
Yay!
The food is spectacular. They got a little bit of a Indian, you know, twist, you know, curry Indian cuisine kind of mix on the food. But, you know, there's something for everybody, whether you're into that type of stuff or not. But very colorful, very filling. And, of course, the big reason we're here is to dive. And so, you know, we have already done just one day of diving. I'm taping the show during the week here to give you a little taste of what liveaboard diving is like with Explorer Ventures. And we've had... I guess about a day and a half of dive so far. And I have had some, well, I already got more manta footage than I could ever know what to do with. So pretty spectacular stuff, up close and personal, flyovers, the whole thing. And Gabriel, we're going to talk to him a little bit later. He's like the dive manager, giving us the briefings and all that kind of stuff. He, you know, he has been really doing a phenomenal job at showing us so far the marine life here in the Maldives. Colorful. Mantas. Now, Clay, you're doing some snorkeling, but you haven't done much yet, right?
No, not much yet, but just snorkeling this week. But we're looking forward, hopefully, to see, you know, mantas, whale sharks a little bit closer to the surface.
That's right. Yeah, and they do that. You know, and we're in high season here, I believe, for the Maldives. Is that right?
Yep. We're right in the middle of high season. It's a great time to be here. We run, obviously, year-round, but we're at the peak of the best right now.
Yes. Emperor Explorer, by the way, this thing is probably 40 feet wide. At least, and what is the length of this? 150 feet. This thing's massive.
It's 145 feet. Yeah, it's not a small little dinghy. Put it that way.
Yeah, it is not a dinghy. Matter of fact, the Panga, which is the Donga or Doni. What is a dinghy? No way. They see
the dongle.
The dongle, right? No, the dongy, right?
Doni.
Doni. It's the Doni. That's what I said. All right, they have these things. They follow the big boat around. You stay, you know, and you eat on the big boat, on the Emperor Explorer, and then you have this dongy, which is larger than most, you know, big dive boats in the entire state of Florida. This is massive. So the compressor for the air tanks is on that boat, all your dive gear, photo stuff, and then you dive off of that. You go cruise to these spots they have here in the Maldives. You retire to the big boat, sleep, eat, and, you know, vice versa, and go back and forth. So you have a lot of space to just stretch out and relax. An ideal situation for someone, for instance, if you have like a non-diving spouse, they want to just have their own private yacht for the week. This is pretty much how it goes. And that's kind of what you and your better half are doing, you think, Clay?
Yeah, we're just having a nice, relaxing week. It's wonderful.
Yeah, he's just checking out his boat, you know, and has the wifey. Larry, you're having a good time, right?
I'm having a great time. Thanks.
She's working on her tan, and she's, you know, reading a book or two and that kind of thing while Clay does his work thing. Now, I also have some good friends with us this week. We have our buddy Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Jerry, how are you, man?
I'm good, Greg. Little voice problem here. I think it's too much compressed air, maybe.
Well, that you never can have too much. But Jerry is here. We'll give him a break. We'll talk to him a little bit later on so he can rest his voice for the radio and share his adventures of diving with the mantas and that kind of thing. Also, his better half, or I should say, Jerry's his better half, or Jerry is she your wrangler? Is that what it is? I think Lois's technical term is Jerry Wrangler. Is that right?
It's handler.
Handler, okay. Well, that makes it even more awkward and stuff, but I'll just leave it lie. But Lois is quite the photographer. She has a new toy. What are you playing with this week?
This week I have an amazing new Nauticam housing, and I've got the Nikon 8 to 15 millimeter fisheye lens. And the hardest part of this week is trying to make you look good underwater, Greg.
Yes, so that's almost impossible unless you have at least a $5,000 or $6,000 camera, which is what Lois has this week to kind of learn how to maneuver. And she's putting, like, you know, filters on me, turning me into like a rabbit and stuff with goofy eyes, and I don't know what she's doing, but it's remarkable so far. Just after a day of practicing with this thing, she's getting some great shots, and you know, a liveaboard dive boat is the perfect opportunity to kind of play with new toys like that. I got a new DiveVolk underwater housing for your iPhone or any cell phone. I'll be talking about that a little bit later on. My Shearwater Terek, I've been putting that to the test once again and having a good time. So, you know, liveaboard diving is the way to go. And the guy who pretty much started this, the pioneer of liveaboard diving, is Peter Hughes. And he is on the boat with us this week. Matter of fact, he's my bunk buddy. Are we allowed to say that publicly, Peter?
Not bunk buddy, please. Not bunk.
Yes, okay. All right. That's what I thought. But that's why I said it. All right. So, but Peter Hughes literally, like, you know, he was like the pioneer of liveaboard diving in the Caribbean. Has worked all around the world. Everybody literally knows him. And you know, the thing is, he's working with Explorer Adventures right now. And, you know, you kind of gave Clay his start back in the day, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I should say that with Clay standing around here. But I've known Clay for a long time. We've been good friends and colleagues. And now we're sort of working together. So it's a real privilege to be here and be working with Clay. And what more can I say?
Well, you know, there's not much you can say other than I know he feels just as great about the new relationship between Peter and Explorer Ventures, and it's nice to have that kind of legacy working with a company like Explorer Ventures, someone who set the bar for liveaboard diving standards. You know, you just set a new level, and it's kind of cool. I've known Peter for years, but I've never been able to dive for him or dive with him. So let me ask you, how am I as a dive buddy so far?
Greg, you don't look bad underwater. I got to tell you that, man. You look as smooth as silk.
Really? And he was worried about me saying we're bunk buddies. Now I feel awkward and, I don't know, slightly aroused? No, that's not right either. But regardless, you know, give him a week. He'll be sick of me. All right, look, there's a lot of people here on the boat, and we're going to try to get to know them a little bit, give you a little taste of what it's like to be on a liveaboard vessel, get their perspective. I think we're the only Americans on board once again. It's a very international group of folks. There's about 25 folks here diving from around the world. We got Germany, Switzerland, Norway. Give me a shout out. They're here, and we got Canada, which, you know, kind of counts. No, it does. It counts. And then we have people from the UK. What's your name?
Fiona.
Fiona. Okay, so Fiona, so you've been diving for how long?
Oh, God, now you're asking.
Yeah. I mean, a new diver, been diving for
probably about 15 years in my open water. I mean, I did my advanced probably about 8 years ago.
Okay, and so is this your, you've been on liveaboards before or what?
Yeah, this is my second liveaboard. So I did one last year in Egypt, and then this is our second one. And first time in the Maldives, though.
First time in the Maldives, and it doesn't get much better than this, I got to tell you. So you're kind of like at the pinnacle. And actually, you know what? Your best dive is your next one. Are you with me on this?
Too right, especially if we see a whale shark tomorrow. Yeah,
that's right. They're saying we're going to see whale sharks. You know, the plankton are blooming right now. This is high season for mantas, for whale sharks, and, well, just all kinds of other sharks and stuff. Now, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Steph.
Steph, now, are you her better half or vice versa? I mean, buddy? I mean, in a strictly buddy team kind of way. Not that there's anything wrong with the other way. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're certainly here together, and we do share a bit of blood. We're cousins.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you're keeping it in the family. You're both divers. And did I hear you say earlier that your better half's at home, or was that someone else?
Yeah, I've left my husband at home with my 2-year-old and 6-year-old.
Really? So, like, he lost a bet, or what happened exactly?
We dived for years before we had children, and after a few years of trying to figure out how to keep up with diving after becoming parents, we decided this was the best way.
Right. And, of course, he stayed home because, well, he's the guy. All right, look, we're going to talk to these folks more. We're going to talk to the crew. We're going to continue this adventure on the world's first radio show devoted to diving in the Maldives.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're in the Maldives on the Emperor Explorer with Explorer Ventures. 1-800-322-3577 is the number to call and book your adventure. You're going to want to after you listen to the show today, because I'm going to give you a little backstage pass to what liveaboard diving is like. And it's just a little taste. Trust me, it's way better to be here than to hear me talk about it for 2 hours. But you'll still get a little taste of what it's like. Now, once again, we're like the only Americans on board. Not enough Americans come to this part of the world because it is a little bit of a challenge on the airfare. But trust me, it's worth every hour and every frequent flyer mile you chalk up to get to this part of the world, because the weather is spectacular. It definitely abides by the 80-80-80 rule. That is 80 degrees air temp, 80 degrees water temp minimums, and of course, 80 people? No, what's the other one? Am I forgetting, Clay? Help me out.
No idea.
80 air. Well, it's a Neil Watson thing.
Visibility,
of course. 80 foot of vis minimum. So we got all that here in the Maldives. And and once again, we got some cool people that we're meeting from around the world. Now, representing Norway, we have, what's your name?
Trond.
Excuse me?
My name is Trond.
Tilton. Tilton?
No, close, but not. It's Trond.
Trond. Okay, I'm just going to go with that. Yeah, that's fine. All right, so you're from Norway. So is this your first liveaboard experience or no?
This is my first liveaboard experience, but we're traveling as a group, so we're four of us, and some of the other guys have been on liveaboard a couple of times before.
Yeah, and you've been diving for how long, you figure?
Oh, close to 20 years.
20 years. Okay, so you realize you're about to be spoiled rotten. Surely all your other dives haven't been this luxurious, I'm guessing.
Well, I think this is probably one of the best experiences so far. I mean, being on this boat, all the animals we've seen, the mantas, sharks, everything is just beautiful.
And what do you have it to compare to? Because, you know, I know Norway. I've been to Epcot, you know, and I know they have that Norway pavilion. You have trolls, you have oil rigs, and cold water, and that's it.
Well, we do have cold water in Norway, and of course, great visibility.
Oh, wait, Lord of the Rings, is that Norway?
Not that's not from Norway.
Okay, see, I am mixing up my theme parks. But regardless, you have cold water experience, I assume?
Yeah, well, when you dive in Norway, you have to expect cold water, and most definitely you get great visibility quite often if you go along the coast. But we've also traveled to the Red Sea. We've been to Malta. We've been around a few places. And
you've gotten the hell out of Norway to experience some good diving, is what you're saying.
Oh, there's still a lot to explore. I mean,
yeah. All right, so there's good diving in Norway, but you'd prefer to see whale sharks and mantas and sharks, just period, I guess, right?
And definitely the 80-80 rule, as you mentioned.
You like that. You can't really dive in your swim trunks and a T-shirt there in Norway, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, you have to dive in a dry suit because the water is too cold.
Who needs that? We want to get wet. We don't want to be dry. That's my excuse. I'm a warm water wuss from Florida, so I can't take the cold water. So, but you're loving this with me, and we have that common bond, right?
Yeah, and the staff's great on board, and meals are served perfectly, and everything's just great.
It's only going to get better, my friend. Trust me. If this is your first liveaboard experience, you're in for a treat because you're going to not want to get off this boat at the end of the week. I have no doubt. You have a particular critter you're looking to see this week?
Well, the whale shark is
the whale shark.
Definitely high up on the list.
Have you seen one yet before?
I've never seen one of those.
Okay, all right. Well, I think that was on like about 75%. Of the passengers' lists, because Gabriel went around the room. He said, okay, what do you want to see this week? And I'll make it happen. So if he doesn't, we throw him overboard at the end of the week. You realize that, right?
Definitely throw him overboard. I mean, he's been promising so many great fish and sharks and everything, and so far he's kept up his promise. So we'll see tomorrow. I mean,
yeah, he really has. He's delivered the goods. We've already had more mantas than I thought we'd see all week, and we're only like a day and a half into the adventure. All right, well, good to see you. And, you know, I look forward to doing some more diving with you. All right, cool. All right, so we got some new gear to play with. Like I said, I have this dive bulk housing, which is really something. We, you know, came from the boot show in Germany, and I was talking to our friends from China, and that would be Kay and Lewis, and they were nice enough to give me one of these housings to use this week. And I got to tell you, it's very unique because it's a universal housing for your cell phone, but you're also able to, you know, use any cell phone. It's universal in that sense. But the thing that's truly unique about it has this membrane system on the back, or squishy back, as I like to call it, that allows you to access all the controls on your cell phone, which is truly unique compared to any other housing for a cell phone that I've ever seen. And they evidently have the patent on this for the world. And so far, it has done what it's supposed to do, which has allowed me to access my iPhone camera, and I've got some great footage. Now, I don't have a $5,000 phone like Lois does with this new, what brand of camera?
It's Nauticam.
Yeah, that's the housing, but the camera you have is a what?
The camera is the new Nikon Z6.
Right, okay, so I don't have one of those. But, you know, I also didn't spend, you know, $5,000 or more on the camera. What? Ten grand. Okay. You know, Lois is a professional photographer. I'm like a photographer in training as a beginner. And using your cell phone underwater and taking advantage of that, you know, just playing around and then posting up stuff on social media is what probably 90% of what divers do. And leave the great stuff, you know, to folks like Lois, where she can get the professional shots for magazines and stuff like that. But this housing is pretty spectacular. on the level that you can use this thing underwater. But then if you had got in a pinch, you can literally come to the surface and call, say, "Hey, honey, I'm drowning." You know, call your wife back home and tell them, because if you have cell service at the service, you can do that. Now, she won't be able to help you, but maybe you can get the captain's cell phone or something. I don't know what.
You can film your demise and then email it to her.
Yeah, or just send her a voicemail. Right. Yeah. Here's my last will and testament, just so you know. And you send it off, and then you croak. No, I mean, the thing is, it actually is kind of unique in the sense that you actually have another emergency response, you know, option to you if you ever were to get in a jam with this thing. And you can listen to music underwater with this as well. So it does everything your cell phone does topside underwater. So just take that advantage in, you know, some people that may be a minus. But, you know, I look at it as a win, because using your pictures and being able to share them on social media, not having to, you know, download them to a computer first and all that kind of stuff, is a bit of a game changer. So that's the Divevolk housing. Check it out, divevolk.com. Available on Amazon, by the way. And you're going to see some of those pictures and videos that I took that have already got some pretty good reviews from the other passengers on board from the Maldives at scubaradio.com. All right, so we got that. I got my Shearwater Tarek. You got your underwater photographer pictures. You're going to share some tips, right?
Sure.
Yeah, she will. She doesn't know it yet. But she promised me that she would share some tips that we could share with you to take better underwater photos of all the critters, whether you're in the Maldives or not. That's all coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in the Maldives with Explorer Ventures on the Emperor Explorer, just having the time of our lives. Now, what trip wouldn't be complete when your day of diving is done and you can't kick back, have a glass of wine at dinner, and then really maybe tie one on, you know, have a drink or two, right, Jerry? I mean,
that's just where are you going to go? You got to go to the bar.
And they have
the bar
one.
Comes to you.
Well, either way. That's either right. Way. They have that here on the Emperor Explorer, as they do all the Explorer Ventures boats. What's your name?
Kasun.
Kasun. So bartender Kasun. And you guys actually have beer on tap here. Is that a local, like, Maldivian beer or something? Or what is it?
Sorry. This is actually from the Singapore.
Singapore. Okay. All right. So you got Singapore beer on tap.
You have a Sri Lankan beer.
Sri Lankan, okay, yeah, just down the road there on a, you know, take a turn on the boat and you're right there. Yeah. So they pick up a little bit of everything, you know.
Very international, just like the boat.
That's right. And they got snacks all day, but they got their own little bar so you can belly up just like Norm and Cliff, like me and Jerry Beatty, and just have one, you know, to finish off the day in the sunset, right?
Yeah, or more.
Yeah, one, two, three, or more, right, exactly. What's your name?
Rich.
And you're Richard, where are you from?
From Central England.
Richard. Central England. How did you end up on the boat working here on the Emperor Explorer?
Just diving around the world and just put the right place in the right time. And
just saw they needed somebody, say, "Hey, I can serve beers, or I can lug tanks, and I can dive."
Can show you where the sharks are.
And you know, Richard's always smiling. He every time, you know, he's one of the first.
Perpetual.
Yeah, he's one of the
smile.
He is.
He wakes up in the morning with this like grin on his face.
Well, we'd be on the.
Of course,
the
how
dunghi.
Would I know that?
He helps out on the dinghy quite a bit, and he's one of the first guys we see when we come into the water, and when we leave.
Yeah.
And you know, he's one of the greatest. I mean, they got a great staff here on the Emperor Store. How many people are on here, just staff wise, on an average week? You figure
18 crew.
18 crew for like 23.
It's like one to one.
It's insane. And by the way, those beers, I think we need one, Jerry. What do you think?
I think we better have one right now.
Yes.
How about two?
We're going to talk more about the diving, I promise. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right.
You did great.
Open up that tap. Let's go.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, this is Garbus. Beep, 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 yeah! I will be your taxi driver on the island of Saba. Till I see you on the island of women, please keep listening to Scuba Radio. Now here's a guy I've taken around the island many times. Craig the Dive Master. He is a sexy man.
I don't know why everyone laughs every time he says that. I'm kind of a big deal sometimes. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm in the Maldives, though, right now, and I'm hanging out on the beach with Peter Hughes with Explorer Ventures, and we are just having the time of our lives. We've actually come offshore for a beach barbecue in the Maldives. Have you ever done anything like this, Peter? Come on.
Hey, Greg. Actually, I've been fortunate enough to have done it twice before.
Really?
Yep.
Was it this elaborate where they made whale sharks in the beach sand? I mean, this is very elaborate. I got to get some of these pictures up at scubaradio.com, but this is real. This is art.
This is sand sculpting art without a doubt. And last time I was here with the Ocean Dancer, that was several years ago, we had a beautiful whale shark done by our crew, and we also had a table dug out of the sand. In other words, there was a trench dug around, so we'd sit on the sand, our feet would go down into the trench, and between us was this huge sand table that they laid with a tablecloth and all the fixings for an incredible barbecue dinner. So
that sounds very messy. Yeah. I don't think they actually got table and chairs here with cloth napkins and tablecloths, and we got torches lighting up the beach. I mean, it's just a picture perfect night here in the Maldives. I don't even know. Do we know what island we're on right now? Brenda, do you know which island we are here in the Maldives?
It starts with a D, but I honestly don't know how to pronounce it.
That's good enough for me. D Island.
I wish I could.
That makes sense. I like it. We're on D Island in the Maldives. Now, Brenda is from Canada, and so a little kind of close to home. Fellow North American. Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Have you been to the Maldives before?
I have not been to the Maldives. This is my first time. I was actually on a boat last week with 13 crazy women from Canada. We had a blast. And this week I'm on the Emperor Explorer having a really good time.
Which
diving.
Is way better. Not
way
that the
better.
Not the fact that you had to spend the boat on the boat with a group full of women, but the fact that Scuba Radio, Peter Hughes, the Explorer Ventures people, it made it that much better this week, right?
I am super excited to be on this boat this week. When I have heard of the legends that are on this boat with me, it is absolutely fantastic. I feel extremely fortunate to be here with these people as well as in this fabulous Maldives. And believe me, it beats 30 below and snow at home.
Well, I'm with you there for sure, even though I don't have to deal with that back at home. I know where it is, and that's bad enough. But yeah, having someone like Peter Hughes or Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine kind of offsets the fact that you have to deal with me. So you're okay with it, right?
It's been a blast. I'm having a great time. I've met some wonderful people from all over the place. It's been a great time. I saw my first manta yesterday,
yep.
And I saw my very first whale shark today. So it just
and we're not talking about the sand sculpture whale shark.
No.
We're talking about three real whale sharks that we saw out there in the bay today. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you that Gabriel, our dive guide here on the boat on the Emperor, is just unbelievable as far as placing us in the right spot. And I got a great video. You're going to see that up on Scuba Radio's Facebook page and on scubaradio.com. But did you take some video as well?
I did. I actually got some pretty good footage, even though I've got this tiny little camera that looks kind of inadequate to some of the other cameras I've seen that are on this boat. But it was good. I got a picture to take home.
That's all that matters. But we got very close to the whale sharks.
Yes.
And we've already done mantis. I mean, honestly, we've done everything already, and we're not even halfway through the trip. We could go home and still be happy.
Absolutely.
At this point, right?
True enough. I could stop now and still be in heaven.
Is there anything else you want to see? Maybe like whale, or not whale sharks, but like regular sharks, like hammerheads or something like that? There's a slight chance we might see something like that, I guess.
Would be good. At this point, I have no expectations for dives. All dives are good. Some are better than others, and every one is a new adventure.
And you are just traveling the world now, right? That's kind of like your MO? Are you retired or what?
I'm retired now for the last 2.5 years, and believe me, I don't stay home for long, especially in those cold months.
Yeah. Now, what you've seen so far in the Maldives, what do you think? Would you come back?
Oh, definitely. I'd definitely come back to dive. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as far as the highlight, has it been the manta or the whale shark, or is it the beautiful coral that we're seeing, all the colors and stuff?
It's a little of everything. The scenery is absolutely fantastic. The color of the water is just amazing. The manta yesterday and the whale shark today are definitely a highlight.
Yeah, for sure. It really is. And they never get old. I mean, when you see something that big and magnificent underwater and up close on their terms, they're not being fed or anything. They're just doing their thing, and they're letting you observe, and sometimes coming in kind of close. I think they were like checking us out, you think?
Absolutely. Well, they are. They seem to be quite inquisitive. They're absolutely amazing creatures and just so phenomenal to watch. It's just mind-melting.
Right. Okay, so we have Team Canada represented from Brenda, and you've already heard from our UK team. And but I haven't really talked to you guys about the diving. What have you thought about the whale shark and the mantas that we've seen so far?
Oh, it's just blown away my expectations. I don't tend to be the kind of diver that gets lucky. All the good stuff happens when I'm out the water. So to come on a trip where I've seen countless sharks and manta rays and whale sharks today, it's just incredible.
Okay, and what say you, Downtown Abbey?
Downton Abbey.
Yeah. And she
no,
said,
the whale sharks.
Well, just
amazing.
To be clarify, she wanted to make sure I'm upstairs, not downstairs, right? Is that what you said earlier?
To be honest, I think I'd rather be downstairs.
Really? Yeah. That's where the fun is.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yeah. She's one of those. Yeah. All right. She's representing. But what do you think? Is it the whale shark, manta, anything else that's been catching your eye so far?
Oh, I mean, those few dives where we've had where literally so many mantas just keep going our heads is incredible. But today the whale sharks was just fabulous. And especially when I wasn't diving on that one, but so to snorkel and actually know that I was still in the best spot was incredible.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. We went out and we snorkeled for the whale sharks. Mm, they don't encourage
you. So shallow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you really don't need to dive to enjoy them. But we actually got a little bit of both. We went out snorkeling, saw the first whale shark. Was like, well, okay, got that done. Let's go do a dive. And lo and behold, another whale shark shows up.
Yeah, it's just fabulous.
That was pretty sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah, so magical.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
No, nothing.
They don't have whale sharks in the UK?
No, funny enough, no.
Really? Okay, and so was that like on your bucket list as a diver?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think all the big fish are, aren't they, as divers?
Yeah.
I mean, like, looking at the coral and things is pretty, like, special as well, and, like, the colour of the coral and just the life going on and things. But, yeah, when you see, like, one of the biggies, it's just fabulous.
I had a manta rub up against me accidentally. You know, he kind of like swam by me and said, hey man, smack me in the face a little bit, you know, like back off.
No, like, I don't get out my way.
Yeah, I think it was a little love touch. I'm gonna go with that. But yeah, you know, it was pretty amazing stuff when you see these big animals up close and personal. But you know, I don't want to discount the small stuff. There's a lot of stuff, a little intricate, the cleaner wrasse things. Yeah, I had one swimming up my leg, and I was wearing board shorts. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was about to get the most action I've had in 6 months as a married man. You know what I mean?
Yes. But
yeah, she knows. She can relate to that. And as far as what's on the list for things to come, do you have anything coming up?
So the one thing that I'd like to see on this trip that would really be the icing on the cake for me would be a dolphin.
Well, we've already seen them above water. Just want to see
one. Yeah, we've seen them above. We want them below swimming with us.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I bet that's fairly possible. We've seen them every day so far on the surface. Just a matter of getting lucky and seeing if they swim by. I don't know if they're that interactive here in the Maldives. Do you know, Peter? Do the dolphins like playing with the divers, or they get scared off by the bubbles?
To tell you the truth, Greg, I'm really not sure here in the Maldives. I have not seen dolphins underwater, unfortunately. We see lots of them, as you said, on the surface. But I don't have a history to where I can say it's not unusual for us to see them underwater. So.
Yeah, I mean, if they got them topside, you know they're out there with the mantas and the whale sharks and God knows what else.
Well, exactly. So there's no reason that they shouldn't swim by on one of these dives, particularly when we're diving in the channels and looking for the sharks. That's a perfect place for the dolphins to be transiting also. So.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Brenda? Do you, dolphins on your list too, underwater?
Absolutely.
Have you done that?
Absolutely. To be honest with you, I got my certification in Cozumel 21 years ago, and the highlight of my very first official boat dive was as we were going out to the dive site, I saw dolphins jumping out of the water, little ones, big ones, swimming all over the place. It was just fabulous. I thought, well, this is good. It just got to get better from here. Last week, I did see a lot of dolphins just jumping out of the water, twisting and turning. They were kind of putting on a nice show for
sure.
us. So I really hope to be able to see one underwater.
That would be sweet. Now, I have been very fortunate. I've had a few experiences with wild dolphins. We have a place, well, in the Bahamas that you can see them pretty consistently. They're used to the divers. But in most places of the world, they are a little bit more on the shy side. They, you know, I don't know, the bubbles or something. They know where we are way before we know where they are, and they have a tendency to avoid us. But you never know. How about killer whales? They're kind of a part of the dolphin family. But that, would you have to change your wetsuit after you saw a killer whale here in the Maldives?
I think we would, wouldn't we?
Okay, well, we got that to look forward to. And we got more to cover next for you right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm in the Maldives. We're hanging out on the beach right now, having a little land tour on D Island. And actually, what's the name of it, Gabriel?
Oh, we are on Dangeti Island.
All right, now we know what it actually is, which means like Moon Island or something?
Yes, the Moon Island. It's in South Ariatol.
Yeah, and we're actually, we got a moon right now. We're having a dinner, a barbecue out on the beach in the Maldives.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is a nice little, like, field trip off the liveaboard with Explore Ventures, a little bonus. They do, what, once a week kind of thing?
Yes, we do it once a week. All right. Today, especially after three whale sharks.
Yes, three whale sharks. Now, Gabriel was, you know, he's like our dive guide. You're like operations dive manager. What's the official title?
Oh, we are the cruise director with my wife, Maria.
Cruise director. He's like Julie from the Love Boat.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, he'll go with that. Exactly. Now, he is, you know, went around all the passengers on the first day and said, hey, what would you like to see in the Maldives? And obviously, everybody mentioned mantas and they mentioned whale sharks. And he said, okay, all right, I'll see if I can make that happen. Yes. He was like, you know, I won't promise, but I'll do my best. And we're not even halfway through the week, and you've pretty much checked off all the boxes.
Oh, yeah, that's good, no?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yes.
One of the guys from Germany looked like when he said, I want to see a whale shark, and if you don't deliver, I'm going to stab you with a dull butter knife or
was
something.
Was overbooked, the whale shark, to be honest. Eh? Was overbooked.
Yes, they wanted a lot of whale sharks, but you delivered. We got three in one day. How common is that here for the Maldives?
No,
what do you think?
It's not really common to have three whale sharks. We normally see one or two once a week.
Once a week, okay. But we got lucky then today, is what you're saying.
You've been a lucky group this week, eh?
Well, I do. I feel lucky because, you know, I got to get up close and personal with three whale sharks, and that was awesome. And you thought one of them was possibly new.
Oh, yes, because it was a small size, and 87% of the whale sharks we have in South Sari are young males.
Right.
So babies. So it was a small one. So
it was a small one, so we get to name them.
Yeah, maybe, yes.
Yeah, because they have they have a whale shark monitoring system here in the Maldives, and you take pictures, and you, well, what's the website? Do you know what it is off the top of your head?
There are two. One is Manta Trust.
Manta Trust, okay.
They do research worldwide about mantas, mm-hmm. and the other is Maldives Whale Shark Project.
Okay, and you can actually log on there with your pictures and say, hey, I saw this whale shark in the Maldives. Which one is it? And they have a database of the names. And if they don't have it, and you got the picture and the proper markings and the pictures and things, you can actually name the whale shark yourself.
Yes, exactly. We have one that the other day we arrived to a place and he was there since 2 p.m. until 9, chasing the people, playing with the people. And we guess he was new. And actually, yes, he was a new whale shark. We call it Balani, which is in the local language is explorer.
Explorer, okay. Well, the one we saw today, if it ends up being a newbie, we'll call him Greg.
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Greg, idiot, whatever works,
no.
Right? No, we wouldn't want to do that. Of course not. But, you know, it was a magical moment, and those are fairly common here in the Maldives. Right now, we're actually in low whale shark season.
Yes.
February starts tapering off, but we still saw three today, so go figure. I guess it's just up to them. They heard I was coming and said, okay, we'll show up for you, right?
Yes, of course. We're lucky with the mantas as well. And the next 2 days will be sharky days.
Sharky. Like what type of sharks are we going to see in the Maldives?
We can see in Maldives gray reef sharks, silver tip sharks, white tip reef, black tip reef.
Nice.
Oceanic
pretty much all of them.
Oh, yes. Big list.
You got to love this. Now, you've been doing this for a while, Gabriel. I mean, you've given me your MO, and you've been on liveaboards, working liveaboards, like, what, 15 years or something?
Yeah, 15 years. I started in the Navy when I was really young, but then I moved to the corporation world until I did my first liveaboard.
Right.
I never came back.
Yeah, he had a corporate computer job, came out here on vacation and never left, type of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so many people end up doing that, you know, that I run into that work these boats, but that's pretty much how it works, and you're living in paradise. Your office view ain't half bad, I'm guessing.
Oh, right? Yes, it's a nice view of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Gabriel, you know, if it's not coming across, I think it is, obviously he's very passionate about sharing what they have underwater here in the Maldives and pretty much everything what they have. And I got to say, you've done a phenomenal job on your briefings and really educating people about the dive sites and what they do here in the Maldives as far as marine protection and watching out for the environment and the reef. I mean, really, I've been around the world there, Gabriel. You're doing a great job, my friend.
Thank you very much. As I say in the first briefing, this is not my job, it's what I love to do, so then it's a lot easier, no?
Yes. Well, it comes through. It comes through in spades, no doubt. And I can't wait to see what we're going to experience here for the rest of the week. Now, you've delivered the goods. Let's go see, let's go talk to this German guy that was threatening to... Where's Team Germany? Team Germany, I got to talk to you, because this guy, he said, I want to see a whale shark. And if I don't see a whale shark, he had this look at Gabriel like he was going to stab him. And he delivered three. What was it? Germany? Were you? No, wait. It was you.
No.
You were the one. What's your name?
Sebastian.
Sebastian, you're from
Munich.
Munich. That's Germany. So yeah. You're part of Team Germany, right? I even know that. All right. So, but is he off the hook now that he delivered the whale sharks for you today?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay. All right. So no one's going to be murdered this week in the Maldives. Thank God. And what's your name?
My name is Christina.
Yes, Christina. Are you having a good time?
Yes, a really good
time.
This
beats the diving in Germany, I'm guessing, in Munich, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, she's agreeing with me. All right, look, we're going to talk more with Team Germany. We got Team Switzerland. We even got some folks from China that we might even chat with here in an hour or two. So stick around. We're just getting started here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming to you from the Maldives with Explorer Ventures. Stay close. That's why it's under the water. Yeah, we are lucky down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.